How much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take? How big is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Those are the three things that everybody always wants to know. Great. And if you're wrong, that's a big problem. You know, you got to really do some market research to make sure that you get the size of the pot of gold and how long it's going to take.
Okay. Do you find that the entrepreneurs are typically overestimating three of those questions?
No, they underestimate the amount of time it's going to take to get whatever it is to the marketplace. And then they come back and say, oh, this took longer than we thought it was going to, so we need to do a B round or a C round. Or we're going to bring in a venture firm because we just realized this is a long, drawn-out process. And the angels then end up sitting at the back of the sleigh, riding through the woods with the wolves yapping at their heels while the VCs are driving the sleigh. Happens all the time.
What are some of the sweeteners that you really like in a deal? Like, I noticed that some of these folks were offering dividends with an investment. Is there anything apart?
They really don't like to see dividends in these kinds of things because the cost of capital is probably north of 25% for these startup companies, right? The last thing you want them to do is be paying out that cash is very precious to them. Mm-hmm. You don't really want to see that at all. You want to see them throw it into the company unless it's absolutely clear that this thing is blowing up. In which case, just liquidate the thing and hand out the rest of the cash to all the investors after you got the debt paid off, whatever the debts are.
Yeah. As an investor, we're all looking for equity. We don't want the debt.
We want equity. We don't want this other stuff. We don't like convertible notes particularly. We like equity. Okay. Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you think the entrepreneurs today were ready for an investment?
Well, I think they need the money. It's the terms are always negotiable. And that's where the due diligence comes in, right? Yeah. You got to kick the tires. You have to find out what's behind the presentation, the mechanics, and then lastly talk about the valuation of the deal.
Yeah.
So there's multiple steps in all of this.
That's a key due diligence question.
Right.
What you don't want, and this often happens, is it's kind of like it happens in baseball every now and then. You start off with the CEO's your starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. The guy's getting shelled. It's like the third inning. You got to take them out, put in somebody else.
Yeah,
that's going to take a lot of time and cost a lot of money, and a lot of opportunity costs are lost. You want to try to avoid that with the due diligence. I have one bad event. It hasn't blown up yet. There may be some liquidity event, but we started with just kind of like the one Phil was talking about. The CEO wouldn't listen to anybody. Just give me the money. I'll take care of it from there. Mm-hmm. And the result was, you know, he ran into a wall. It's, you know, if you have people around that actually been around the block, you might want to listen to them a little